Good afternoon. My name is Peter Rosenbaum. I'm a developmental pediatrician and work with the Journal of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology, and was asked to present a few minutes of discussion in a podcast about the June 2020 editorial, which is called "You Have Textbooks, We Have Storybooks." And I'm really delighted that the person who prompted this editorial and whose words I am quoting, Elizabeth, is here with me to share her thoughts. So let me ask you to start, Elizabeth, by where did this idea come from?
So I have three children, but my youngest is a medically complex child. And talking with a friend one day, after he's only 2 years old, but we were having a discussion about how frustrating it could be sometimes for people not to take the time to get to know him. Sometimes he was seen as a statistic, or sometimes he was seen as an example that could be fit into a norm, and he refuses in all the best possible ways to fit into anybody's self-categorization or anybody's predictive measures or any of the norms per se. And out of frustration, we just said, you know what, like, he's not a textbook. He doesn't follow along a certain pattern, and you can't fit him into a box. He's a storybook. And it's not about a matter of fiction or something that somebody might say is dreamlike. What it's about is, if we look at like the example of, say, Anne Frank. Anne Frank was a young teenager who was, you know, lived and went through an extreme case of going through the Nazi Germany and dying in concentration camp. She could be known as just a number, one of many. But because we got to know her through her diary, how much more powerful and how much more impact is that life because we've taken the time to know her beyond a statistic? So to me, it just was an excellent way. I think that's why I connected so well when I learned about the F words, because my son isn't a bunch of labels. He's not a bunch of diagnosis. He is a very, very unique, amazing individual. And I always like to impress on people, he's not found in one textbook. He is a storybook, and you have to let him tell you the story and the family around you.
Thank you. The analogy with Anne Frank and her predicament is really very powerful. What sort of response have you had from people to this different way of thinking about your son and your family?
Well, I think that the medical field in particular is going through a shift. And I find that you can get a different response depending on who the individual is. There are some that are very traditional and follow the rules, follow the book, follow the, this is the information I have, that's it. And then you'll have those that are willing to take on the patient perspective. And those are the ones that I find are empowering. Those are the ones that I feel that, you know what, it's okay for me to give you my suggestions and hear your suggestions. And we get so much farther along working together instead of hitting roadblocks of somebody not wanting to listen. So I've seen the whole spectrum of responses to it. But it seems to be a good way for me to express that I really want, especially even when you see my son, because he is so complex, when you meet him in a clinic or in a hospital, you're not really meeting him, because the environment is so different and so overwhelming for him. So unless I can pull out the video of what he did, or you can video conference into our home, then you don't get the whole picture unless you listen to what we have to say in the background.
Right. So you use, I mean, one of the ways of telling the story is using video. In addition to your verbal descriptions, what's the response? What's the response to videos?
More often than not, joy. A lot of people, and surprise. I've actually had one incident I can think of in particular was a medical professional who was very dismissive of him, and just basically very negative in attitude. And after the fourth visit, I brought the video and showed them, and they actually started talking to him and interacting. And all of a sudden, did he have a nap? Is he had rest? Why is he reacting this way? Because like, you're talking to him. Yep. He's getting used to you and he's interacting. So it's a combination of all those things. But videos are great.
Yeah, again, a very revealing kind of idea. One of the things that I'm aware of as a clinician is that I tend to see children and families when there is an issue, when there's distress. Mm-hmm. And certainly for your son, if he's in hospital, he's not there to play games. He's there because he's not well. And so what people are seeing of him is not his best. And you're able to present mm-hmm. the other side of another side of him, and certainly a much more engaging side than he is able mm-hmm. to display when he's not well. Have you had any pushback from parents when you've put these ideas forward?
Actually, I read an interesting article, which was from another perspective and saying how they don't like the idea of it being called stories. And I thought that was extremely interesting. And I got the impression that it was in regards to the idea of sometimes people minimizing what we have to say. Mm-hmm. And I know even myself as a research partner in projects that I've felt intimidated going, well, I don't have, you know, statistics and data and all of these, you know, different pieces of data that I can substantially say, this is what's going on. But I can say that to me, the power of story, a power of somebody's life, somebody's full being, and the environment they are in can make all the difference in the world. You know, we even look at the example of different twins who are raised in different environments and how different they were raised. So I can see how somebody's perspective of story, they don't want to be, you know, they don't want their story to be seen fiction or not important. Mm-hmm. And I get that. But to me, the idea of somebody's story, the idea of somebody's life is so important. And it really gets to the core of, to me, what medicine, what everything should be about is about the individual, right? Like it should be about helping and about getting that person to be the best that they can be. And if you don't get to understand who that is, how do you know where you're going?
I have to say that these ideas in one way or another have been around for a long time, but I've never heard them encapsulated in a little epigram the way you did. So I think we owe you a lot for saying things in that way, in a way that is just so easy to remember. And whether people want to quibble about storybooks, I think the contrast between textbook and storybook is powerful. Thank you very much for doing this.